Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
What does this idea of a wall really mean? We scream out yes or no to the wall at political rallies in this campaign year. But the wall isn't just an idea for politicians.
Why do we build the wall? We build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall. We build the wall to keep us free.
Why we build the wall was a question asked 10 years ago by songwriter and composer Anais Mitchell, long before it became a hit folk opera, Hades Town, is when she first started working on the show. Eventually, it became what you hear there, a deep-voiced overseer in Hades, in a new cast recording calling out to his followers in a scene that is a retelling of the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice. Orpheus, the greatest of all singers, who descends into hell to retrieve his wife Eurydice. Hades Town had a run in New York City earlier this year to rave reviews, and a full cast recording of the show will be out early next year, with four songs already recorded and released. But the myth of Orpheus, plus the mythological epic of this 2016 election campaign, has proved a rich brew for a songwriter who has watched as her little folk song emerged to become an anthem for the embrace and suspicion of walls everywhere.
Very early on, it was always an idea, this wall, and I think partly because the underworld has, you know, you have to cross this threshold between the living world and the underworld, and there's the River Styx, or it's just this journey that has to be taken, and with the underworld representing a kind of land of wealth and security, the wall just made sense. There's, in the Greek mythology, Hades is sometimes called the wealthy one. And I think there's something about him almost like a dragon, you know, in this cave with this wealth, but he's sort of trapped down there. So the wall was always there, but the song, Why We Build the Wall, came a little later in the process. And it was one of those songs, you know, I tend to be a very slow and deliberate writer, and I'll take months and even years to finish something. And that song came really fast.
And, you know, looking at you and listening to you talk, I mean, there is just not a sarcastic, cynical sort of hint in your voice. And yet that song is very cynical and sarcastic. It's sort of double meaning. It's it's got a very sharp blades on it.
Who do we call the enemy? The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy, and we build a wall to keep us free. That's why we build a wall. We build a wall to keep us free.
Because we have and they have not, my children. My children, because they want what we have got.
How did you assemble this wall of so many meanings?
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, it's a song of kind of this circular political logic of Hades, and it's really a rally with a sort of call and response chorus, which is a very folky thing to do.
But it also speaks to this idea that everybody understands a wall. I mean, when you first heard those rallies of Donald Trump, of it, we're going to build a wall and secure this border and solve all this, you can feel people's, yeah, that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel their, that's going to work. And there's some of that energy in the song of just, we know what we're doing. It's right. And then as the song proceeds, you realize that the wall is your prison.
Yeah, I mean, and people have been talking about walls for as long as we can remember in human history. And I think it is one of those iconic, archetypal words and images that people grab onto when they're scared, when they're looking for certainty and safety. It's very appealing.
What did it feel like to have the show open and suddenly get responses from theatergoers who were, you know, in the midst of this whole 2015, 2016 moment?
Yeah. It started actually before the show opened. I did a tour, and it actually was a tour that was in partnership with the League of Women Voters. I was playing that song on tour and suddenly realized that it had become new, you know, and I've been playing it for 10 years.
So how did you realize that? How did you?
Oh, just the temperature in the room kind of, you know, and the response afterward. And It was a nonpartisan tour because the League of Women Voters is nonpartisan. And so we were just about getting out the votes among women, among everyone. So I didn't want to talk about the election because of that. But it was sort of obvious and didn't need to be stated. But certainly it did feel like the song was able to be useful for people in a new way. And I think that's always kind of what I'm after as a songwriter, is to write a song that can be useful.
What do people tell you?
I think maybe one thing about it, some people are confused by it, you know, people mm-hmm. who don't necessarily grasp that it's ironic, or that the sarcasm is embedded in it.
Yeah, it's pro-wall, that's for sure.
Right. Some people have asked, like, is this a pro-Trump song? You know, people who don't know me. And I think but part of what makes it powerful maybe is that it's the asking of a question, really. It's not an answer. It's sort of an exploration, for me anyway. I think when I wrote it, and still there was a thinking of, like, say we took, you know, climate change to its terrifying logical conclusion, and there were just tons and tons of people, looking for higher ground, trying to get into the place of relative safety and security, and we happen to be in that place, and we were behind that wall. Who among us is not going to be behind that wall? You know, it's a very human question.
Is there more Orpheus or more Eurydice inside of you?
Both of those characters live inside of me, certainly. And I think coming out of school when I was in my early 20s and started to work on this thing, I think Orpheus was the main kind of guiding light. And then as I've grown older and sort of lived through different times, and I have a kid of my own now, and that makes, you know, choices all feel different when that happens. I understand Eurydice and her choice to choose safety and security. It doesn't feel frivolous at all. It's I understand why people make that choice.
And in fact, 2016 is about a choice of safety and security. But then after the election, there's so much to do. In many ways, you're metaphor of Orpheus is kind of perfect for this unsettling moment that's going to be followed by so much work that has to be done to kind of tide up our wounds here.
Yeah, I think that maybe the main meditation in Hadestown from the beginning, and coming from like the era of the Patriot Act and stuff right up until to now and Donald Trump and the wall, is that security and safety have this real dark side. There's a trade-off, and that it has something to do with the life force and sort of soul, that there are things that have to be given up in order to gain that kind of certainty and control, and just to make sure we're up for whatever trade-offs we're making.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Anais Mitchell is the writer of the folk opera Hadestown. A full cast recording of Hadestown comes out early next year.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.